This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The boss of Russia's Wagner mercenary group reemerged on Monday, 2 days after leading an aborted mutiny, saying he had never intended to overthrow the government and giving few clues about his own fate or the deal under which he stood down. Last seen on Saturday night, smiling and high-fiving bystanders from the back of an SUV as he withdrew from a city occupied by his men, Yevgeny Prigozhin said his fighters had halted their campaign to avert bloodshed. Russia's Wagner troops' weekend mutiny of Moscow lasted fewer than 24 hours, but left big questions about the direction of operations in Ukraine and President Vladimir Putin and Wagner head Yevgeny Prigozhin's political futures. Jonathan Speer reports from the VOA Moscow Bureau.
Russian officials have flooded the media with assurances that Putin emerged stronger from this short crisis. But international observers say, on the contrary, the Russian leader's weaknesses have been irreversibly exposed. Now, the Russian authorities are working to cover up the tracks of the Wagner Group, which until last week was praised by Kremlin propaganda. Prigozhin has challenged Moscow's narrative. Speaking of the precarious situation of the Russian army in Ukraine, one of the reasons why, Prigozhin says, he launched the mutiny. For the VOA Moscow Bureau, Jonathan Speer, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday said the United States and its allies were not involved in the brief uprising by Russian mercenaries against the Kremlin.
We made clear that we were not involved. We had nothing to do with it. This was part of a struggle within the Russian system.
Biden said he had directed his national security team to update him on an hour-by-hour basis. This is VOA News.